Well, good morning and welcome. This is She Speaks for today, Tuesday. It is the seventh day in the month of September, and we are honored to have our amazing guest this morning, who is Wendy, Mrs. Wendy Delmar. And what an honor. We have been trying to get that link up for the longest while, but like we said, nothing happens before it's time. Wendy, good morning. Such an honor to host you today. And do you see how the elements is trying to keep this conversation away, right? So much of that is happening.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Okay, we're going to sit down. Don't worry, I got you. We're doing this. Right. Good morning. Right. When, look at the time. We're supposed to have started at 10:30, so we do apologize to you because I know you're a very busy woman with a lot to handle and very, very important mission as well. So we do apologize to those who I know, because I know a few people waiting in the line there to get your attention. But they'll have to wait this morning. I'm sorry. Good morning.
No worries. These things happen in the world of technology that we live in now, right?
That is so true. That is absolutely true. Now, Wens, let's talk a little bit about normally what we do. A lot of people may have connected with you on the level that you are. Over 20 years experience in the financial sector. You have been, you have been regional and also here in St. Lucia. So a lot of people would have connected with you on that level. Plus, you know, we know you were very active in the carnival scene with your husband, your deceased husband. I hope we could talk a little bit about that this morning. I hope it's okay. But persons may not know where this all came from. So let's take it back to the beginning of all of this. We want to take it back to the little childhood memories. Before all of that evolved, you know, let's take it back to the little schoolgirl running around in her community, what community it was, what household was it like, was mommy had to constantly be shouting or not. Let's take it back to that community level. Where did this all start?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really good to start with the foundation of who I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm always very proud to say that I am the product of a single family home. So my mom has been my best friend, my inspiration, and continues to be today. Mm-hmm. I was also raised in New Village, which is by and large the ghetto in St. Lucia. And it's also something that I'm very, very proud of speaking to, because I think that it speaks to the fact that the only barriers that we will ever face in life are those that we impose upon ourselves. So I'm always very happy to say that I was raised in New Village. I went to the Anglican school, which is within walking distance from my house. And even more so, I'm always, always happy to say that I am the product of the Leon Hess Castries Comprehensive Secondary School. Most people say to me, you know, what year were you at the convent? And I say, no, well, you know, that didn't happen. I am a Leon Hess student by birth. I have spent all of my years promoting the school. I was very, very fortunate to have done a very diverse level of education with them. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I went into A-level, and the day after my final exam at the A-level, I started with Scotiabank. Yeah. So that would have been 27 years ago that mm-hmm. I have worked in the banking sector. Wow. I think I would have been, as I am today, a very reserved child. So no, there was no screaming and shouting in my mom raising my brother and I. I have one brother, Mark, who I think most people would be familiar with, a lawyer by profession. Mm. And that's pretty much it. Having grown up, I can now say proudly that I'm the mother of three boys and widow to the late Andy Delmar.
That's right. That is so right. Now, what are some of the things as a child that you gravitated towards? Did you have a sense of where it is that your passion at the time or your desires at the time were going to lead to? Did you have anything in mind that you wanted to be?
I certainly did, and none of them came true. but fortunately enough, and true to form, they've always been service oriented. So at some point, I thought I wanted to be a nurse because I love taking care of people. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I wanted to be a teacher. So my very first job, actually, at the age of 16, was teaching at the RC Boys Infant School, an experience that I would trade for nothing. It's something that I hold very dear to my heart. Actually, yesterday, I was speaking to a friend in Dubai and saying to him, he's just taken up his assignment there, and saying to him, one of the greatest gifts that I think teachers possess mm-hmm. is the ability to transform a child in a very, very, very short space of time. So you get this, you know, a plain piece of paper, so to speak, mm-hmm. And then you really nurture that little piece of paper into who they will be for the rest of their lives. And I think that perhaps it was heaven sent that I spent that time at an all-boys school, because I was always very girly. And here we are today, mother of three boys. Life has a way of putting you where you need to be.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Or sometimes define what you yourself have limited yourself to. Because you probably, if you were to choose, you probably would think, no, I can't handle no boys. But God knew you could. So he made it possible.
I had my daughter's name selected from my first pregnancy. And of course, that had to be transitioned to a boy. Yes. And then the second one, a boy. And of course, the third one, another boy. So, you know, it was meant to be one of those things that you accept wholeheartedly. Life throws many, many challenges at us. Oftentimes, we are planted in places we never imagine we can take root.
That's true.
But once we are open to the challenge, the likelihood is success. If we are not our worst enemies with our thought processes and constantly battling against what is coming naturally, oftentimes it takes you a little bit off the path that you anticipated for yourself, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. And so one thing I say a lot in life is you must learn to dance. And I say that meaning in dancing, you take a few steps back, you take a couple steps forward. Sometimes you have to sidestep, which is lateral moves in organizations. But those really are stepping stones. And usually they are a lead up to something that you never imagined possible in your own life.
That is amazing. Now, I'm doing this program a little different this morning because normally we do that part where we talk about growing up and your childhood and stuff like that, and we mind your business a little bit there. but we already covered all of that. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to take a little word from our partners again, and then I wanted to come back and I don't want to spend too much time. I hope you don't mind. I do not want to spend too much time on the professional side because I know we all know where that is. And I mean, you have definitely solidified your position. You're now the chairperson. You are the head of the Bankers Association as well.
So the CEO of the Bankers Association.
Right. So you are holding that position. So clearly there was no limitation where that is concerned. You definitely owned this. You took your place and you were rewarded on the way up for doing that. Starting off as a teller as well, ain't it? You started up as a teller.
Absolutely,
you know, little girl from New Village there, you know, went to the Leon Hess, was not the top schools. I like that story. Something about that story is just so inspiring because so many times, if we are not strong enough mentally, or we do not have that sort of self-sufficiency within us, we tend to listen to what is around us, noise, and we limit ourselves. Yes, and we limit ourselves. But here you are. You are a living example that this has nothing to do with what it is you can accomplish and how you can champion your course and what it is your purpose is meant to be in the face of this earth. And this is a beautiful story. And I think it is now even more so relevant. Especially when we are facing this time where so many people are going through so many things to their mind right now. And we need that kind of inspiration. So let me take a word from them, from our partners. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about your journey into the financial world. But in wrapping, I want to spend a little more time in terms of your strength and your tenacity. I need some of that. I was just saying to my listeners, we fighting to link up with you this morning. I get in vexed because I get in all anxious. And I pick up the phone and I'm calling you. And there you are finding ways to laugh about it. And I just had no choice but to just relax. Why are you so worked up, Maureen? It's like, relax. And I got that this morning.
There are things within our control and there are things that we can't control and we need to know the difference.
So let me take a word from them and I think we need to spend some more time into you, Wendy, the person this morning, because I think you have so much to lend to us, especially in the times that we are in. A word from the Bank of St. Lucia, Court St. Lucia and Dermalogics Clinic. We'll be back.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The St. Lucian way, we like family. Always there for you, helping you and me. B-O-S-L, Nuce for me. For every solution.
solution. Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.
It's deals, deals, and more deals. Go back to school with Quartz Optical. Everything is free. Get a free pair of glasses when you purchase your lenses and the first pair of glasses. Get a free eye exam and free blue block with every purchase. Plus, when you pay with Ready Finance, you shop now and pay $0 for 60 days. Don't miss out on these deals. Act now, because this offer is available for a limited time only. Schedule your appointment online today at www.quartzoptical.com. Terms and conditions apply. Quartz Optical. At www.quartzoptical.com. Terms and conditions apply. Quartz Optical. Value you can't see.
Problem skin should not be a problem. Melanopeel's medical-grade cosmeceutical and acne-ceutical skincare effectively clears discolorations, melasma, and acne. Visit us to learn more.
Clear skin is possible with Melanopeel.
Get it exclusively in St. Lucia at the Dermalogix Medical Laser and Facial Aesthetic Clinic, located in Rodney Bay at the Providence Medical Center on the same floor as Lusolac.
And for those of you who are just joining us, welcome back. This is She Speaks on RCI. And our guest today is the lovely Mrs. Wendy Delmar. And we've been having such a lovely conversation. Now, Wendy, like you said, this is all from the time you left A-level, you went straight into finance. You went into Scotiabank as a teller, is it? Walk us through your professional journey, like briefly, because I don't want to spend a lot of time there. I'm sorry. I think you have more to offer to me this morning.
No worries. I did start as a teller and it was very, very exciting. By nature, I tend to be a little bit on the competitive side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would have teamed up with a few of the gentlemen I met there who were more experienced than I was.
Right.
And they really were my catalyst to moving on. As a teller, it was really difficult to find me in quiet periods in the bank. At the teller counter, I would have gone from telling to customer service because I'm also a very curious person.
Right.
Whenever I had a break, I would go across to customer service. So, of course, my next job was in customer service because I kind of gained the skill sets because I challenged myself. I never waited for someone to say, Wendy, this is where you need to go next or this is the next available opportunity. And I certainly didn't limit myself. When people that I met on the front line said to me, you know, you really do look at a 5-year stint in any job. So essentially, my banking career was not spent, I never spent more than 2 years in any role.
Okay.
Except when I became at more of a management level officer. So I spent 2 years in telling, I spent 2 years in customer service. I became what was known then as a CCIC, Consumer Credit Interview Clerk, for 2 years. I moved from that to becoming St. Lucia's first relationship officer. From there, I moved into a role where I worked regionally, training staff members on systems upgrades that the bank would have been doing.
Right.
And again, it was because I think I really pushed myself a lot. So rather than just learning how the system worked, I wanted to understand the back end of it and what made it work the way that it did. Mm-hmm. So when the opportunity came up for a coach to go through the islands to teach people, I was offered the position to do that. I came back to St. Lucia, went into commercial for a very brief period of time. I think it was just under 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then another position came up for a home mortgage officer, which was, again, the first time that this job was offered
was introduced.
And I became
the
first to sit.
Right.
And then, of course, Andy got a move to Barbados, and it would have been the second time that we would have been separating. At that point, I was a mom and thought, you know, you need not to be selfish.
Yes.
Because at the first instance, I said to him, unless there's a job for me, I ain't moving. Because I am not going to sit around and twiddle my thumbs. That can't happen. And I thought also, you know, the heads up for women generally, I thought also that I would resent him, if I saw him getting dressed every morning and going to something that was fulfilling a passion.
Right.
And I was sitting at home sweeping.
Yes.
You know, so I said, you know, Andy, I don't mind going back to being a teller, but there must be something that fills a need within me to do something more with myself. fortunately, as the fates would have it, and they normally do align if we are we are prayerful, faithful, truly faithful, and perhaps there's an opportunity for me to speak to that a little bit before we move on.
Yes.
There was a position that came up for retail manager, sales and service coach. I went for that and got it. And so by the time we transitioned to Barbados, there was a job waiting for me. They were very understanding with the boys. I always say my children come first. Yes. I went in, settled them into new schools, new environment and everything. And then once I could breathe, Andy was settled, home was ready, Wendy went back into the working world. And that was within 2 weeks of moving to Barbados. So that wasn't too bad.
Right.
And then that progressed to an expanded role, where I then became the coach for a number of the islands within the region. One of our employees left, so then of course I took on responsibility for all of the islands within the English Caribbean region. So that was a total of 9, with quite a bit of travel in between. But our God is a good God, so my children were still supported by their dad, and of course my mom moved to Barbados to be my backbone, as she has always been.
She has always been, yeah?
She has always been. She still is. She's at home doing online schooling right now, so I could do this. I came back to St. Lucia as coach, and shortly thereafter the opportunity for branch manager at the Castries branch came open, so I took on that responsibility. And I must say at this juncture that I have been very fortunate that my superiors have either challenged me in ways that I did not imagine I could possibly meet. They've always seen something in me that I have eventually decided to give a chance, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Like I said from the beginning, I'm very much an introvert.
Right.
But I was always forced into positions where I would have to speak publicly, address very senior officers at the bank. And I don't shy away from these things because ultimately I think that they will add to me, the person. They will strengthen who I am.
Right.
After losing Andy, the position came up here at the CAB. That would have been 2 years after his passing. And I decided, you know, again, being very curious, I understand banking from a core banking perspective, mainstream banking. What makes banking tick was really what motivated me to say yes to applying for this role. 3 years later, here we are. And still enjoying every facet and every aspect of this new role, and how we can support the banking sector. And more importantly, the contributions to the public. To Joe Public. That's kind of where I'm always focused. How do we better
right.
the industry so that we can also better our support to the customers who need us?
Seems like it would have been the passion and everything that came with the world of banking and finance played a very big role in you. Well, that was a huge loss. Andy wasn't sick. Andy just get up one day, go somewhere and didn't come back home. And you had to just fall into that whilst these two boys. And I happen to have been exposed to you, your family, before anybody else in St. Lucia even knew who I was. So I had that sense of how close, how family-oriented your team was. Mommy involved, the kids involved, Andy and yourself. It was always so close and so family-related.
Yes.
I know that must have been one big hell of a blow that I at the time was only trying to, how is she going to deal with this? This is not, that's what the only thought that would have come to my mind, because I knew how close you all were. Wendy, how did you do it? I finally get to ask you this for the very first time. How did you do it?
Right. Let me correct that question. It's not how did I, because
how are you doing it? How are you doing it?
I am still a work in progress in terms of rebuilding who I am, having lost my best friend and partner. I will tell you that I, like I said before, I'm very faith oriented. And so even when I got the call that did not tell me that Andy was deceased, it was basically a call to action in terms of you need to get somewhere quickly. It was a mantra of prayer that I said on the drive too. I thank my cousin, Stephen, who was there for me, maybe an appointed by the family members, my driver during that time. But I said a mantra of prayer en route to the scene of the accident. There's still a lot that I don't remember, to be honest, from that time. When it came time to going back home to say to my boys, who were extremely close to their father that he wasn't coming back home. Again, it was a mantra of prayers of, you know, Heavenly Father, take my lips and use me to figure out what to say to these boys, because I have no idea. And this is the truth. I cannot say honestly that I remember what I said to them, but whatever I said to them through him was enough. And so my boys are very protective of me. They're very, very in tune with my emotions. So depending on the conversation or where we are, where we may be driving by, you would see all heads turn to me in the driver's seat, because they would be looking to see what is mommy's emotion going to be like. And again, this is perhaps one of those challenges that I've had to face in life, to say, you know, I always said to Andy, no matter what you need to do, hon, go out there and do it. Don't worry about home. I've got that covered.
Yes.
And sometimes I say, maybe I shouldn't have given him so much, you know, leeway, because he probably would still be here with us today. But no regrets. It is what it is. Life happens. And so we have to continue to live in a way that would be pleasing to him. Right. And that motivates me almost every single day. There are days when I still speak with him about what's happening and, you know, boy, Andy, what to do now? And I go to sleep on that. Sometimes I wake up with the answers, and other times I figure, okay, today's not the day. Moving on, we'll get back to this, right? But really and truly, you spoke about the fact that I smile. Sometimes we hide our pain with our smiles, and sometimes we need to smile for ourselves. It's not for anyone.
Yeah.
The smile is really not necessarily for the person who's seeing it, but it's just to keep me going. Because where else is there to go, Maureen? There is so much going on in the world around us. From a very, very tender age, I always thought, you know, if you have the opportunity to speak to the person next to you, you realize how very small your challenges really are, because there are some huge, huge issues out there in the world. I said to myself, Wendy, you're not the first person who's going to lose a loved one, and you're not the last. So, you know, what really gives you the right, the privilege to sit back and think, you know, the world has caved in on you. You need to keep moving. And like I said, with my mom in tow and sometimes really pulling us along, we're here today and able to talk about it. Sometimes this conversation really wouldn't go this well because there may be tears streaming, but you know, other times we're good. Today's one of those good days.
Thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for that. I'm happy because I've always wanted to, but I couldn't bring myself. I have you on my phone, and every time it crossed my mind, I say, what? If she's not ready as yet, I don't want to be selfish in all of this. And, you know, you would know when is the right time. And I think even when I got the messages last night, I said, like, okay, I wonder if we could go there. And I was tempted to call you beforehand and ask, Wendy, is it okay to go there when we speaking tomorrow? Because I wanted to, but it was not a matter from me. And then when I looked at the bio and I saw you included it in the bio, I said, all right, that's her way of saying it's all right. You know,
I must say as well, 2020 was the year that I determined was my year to challenge myself to speak more about my experiences in life. Again, because I think there is a little something that everyone can take out of each other's experiences without necessarily having to live them.
Yes.
And so a Tea and Testimony was perhaps the very first time where I spoke publicly about the experience of loss and grief and what it meant to me, what it meant to us as a family, and how we moved forward. So I truly am grateful for the opportunities. They are within themselves healing.
Yes.
I know that some people are pretty upset when you look at my personal profile pictures. Sometimes you'll see pictures of Andy. Right now, there's the anniversary picture. We would have been married for 19 years this year on my personal profile. So I know there's some people who see it and feel like, oh my God, you know, what's Wendy's frame of mind? It is anything that it is when I wake up in the morning. There are days when it's fabulous and I'm as happy as a butterfly, and there are days when I'm heavy and it feels like everything is like a ton that I'm pulling. But at the end of the day, when I go to sleep, I say, thank you, Lord, for another day. So many people did not have the opportunity that I had.
Yeah.
And I also ask him to bless me, to be blessings to people that I come into contact with. And the experiences are wonderful. Like, you meet people you've never met before, and they begin to spew their guts. They tell you their whole life story, and you it's a blessing. I think these things are not by coincidence. So I'm thankful for all of those experiences.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, we could talk for the rest of the day, but I'm not gonna talk to you any more into that. I think you've shared so much with us this morning in terms of life in general, some of the approaches, some of the experiences that you've had, and how you now view life, and how you were able to. I mean, come on, like you said, you ask yourself, who is me to think that I'm supposed to just say life through
I'm
because
so
you have
special.
Other people that have
so
that.
Special,
yes,
so special, so
you know what I'm saying?
Know,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, the pity party kind of thing. And I think that's something that we can take away from that as well. Because, I mean, I am now sitting across from you. You are over there. You experienced that kind of loss, and you are still finding ways to trot along and to inspire and to uplift. You know what? So that should be lesson enough for every one of us to know that there's a place, and we can, despite of what, we can still find time to serve, which is what your life
Absolutely.
Basically is.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and I appreciate you so much. And everybody is trending on my platform there now, and everybody is interested in program. They're loving it. And I definitely, I know I enjoyed it. I it was nothing short of what I expected, that conversation this morning. But I had to get you to that point because I couldn't see it. From me on the outside looking in, knowing what went down there and knowing how close you guys were, I was like, wow, she's going to be devastated. But like you said, it could only be God. And because yeah. you would have tried to do that on your own, you would have been a mess completely.
Yes.
So it had
yes.
to be the Most
Absolutely.
High. It had to be the Most
Absolutely.
High. So appreciate
Absolutely.
You, Wenz.
Yeah.
The boys are amazing, and like you said, you have Andy on a daily basis through them because they are so remarkable. They're so, they're standard
yes,
boys,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
There's so much
yes,
of
and
that.
Big boys now, big boys, so I'm grateful, yeah.
Absolutely. Wendy, you are a pillar of strength, inspiration, you are motivation, you are everything. That someone can sit back and look at from the time it began, a new village right there, to up where it's at right now, and all that you have gone
Absolutely.
Through publicly for us to, you definitely is an instrument that I believe the Most High is using. Unfortunately, it had cost you some dearly and some loved ones, but I don't think he made a mistake. He's not going to let all of that happen to you and not make it into something that is remarkable for the rest of the world to learn from, to grow with, and inspired, be inspired by. So thank you again so much for joining us on Tuesday.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. It's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning, and I wish you continued success with all of your interviews and all of your endeavors.
Thank you so very much on behalf of the team here at Radio Caribbean. We appreciate you, and we are happy that we have had the privilege of having you as one of our statistics. Finally, you're there. You've joined. I was not resting until you were part of that statistic.
Finally,
I'm happy.
Yes.
Thank you so much again, Wenz.
Wonderful.
And all the best.
Thank you
Continue
so much.
To do what you're doing at the highest level. You are
Absolutely.
An inspiration.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely wonderful. So there you have it, guys. Wendy Delmar. Oh, what a beautiful inspiration, motivation. What a pillar of strength this lady is, and how we can all learn from her. Like I said this morning, I tell you, I was totally upset. I'm all panicky, and Wendy just came on and Wendy on the phone. She's laughing. I'm like, but what is she? Well, I'm about to lose it here. Look at the time. And then I just stopped myself. But in truth, what am I worked up so about? You know, like, and look at this. We have the conversation. It was a beautiful one. I didn't die. Thank you so much, Wendy. Bye-bye, darling. Love you loads. All right.
Bye.
Wonderful. So, guys, that's it for us for She Speaks for this week. Hopefully next week we'll have another beautiful woman again who's going to be joining us here on the inside of our program. Thank you to the Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you to Court St. Lucia. And also thank you to Dermalogics Clinic. And like I said, we do apologize. We started late. We were having some technical issues, but it didn't stop us this morning. We definitely got it in. So we are grateful for that as well.